This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. I'm going to give you a trout overview, a little podcast here on May the 10th of what's going on now, what we can expect over the next several months, and generally some of the fishing tactics we're using. Because of the warm spring that we've had and the lack of high water rolling boulders all over the place, we've ended up with a tremendously large population of some of our more fragile nymphs. For instance, the little yellow stonefly, which is an exceptionally fragile nymph, we've got better hatches of little yellow stoneflies than I have probably ever seen in my life. And the nice thing about that, not only are they on now, but many times we'll get those good hatches for the next several months. We've also got a tremendous population of sulfur, the Ephemerella dorothea mayflies, and a variety of caddis. I've just never seen as many of some of these flies in the air that we're having now. And actually, the trout are feeding on all of them. The patterns that I've had my best success with are the Murray's Little Yellowstone Fly in an 18, the Spirit of Pittsford Mills in an 18, the Mountain Peacock Caddis both in 16 and 18, and the Ed Shanks Little Sulfur Dry Fly in 16 and 18, and the Murray Sulfur in an 18. And of course, the old Mr. Rapidan Parachute in 16 and 18 is hard to beat. Now, I'm getting my best fishing in the small headwater streams throughout the Appalachians back on the West Virginia line and the Blue Ridge Mountains. I'm reaching way down into the state to cover many of these. Actually, we're getting good rains. Just yesterday, we had between a half inch to an inch of rain, and this is holding these mountain trout streams up real well in the upper reaches. Almost in every case, we're getting our best fishing by coming in off the Blue Ridge Parkway, the National Forest Trails up in the top of the mountain, and the Skyline Drive, hiking down to the head of the streams and fishing our way back up. I just received an email from a real good customer yesterday that said he was doing this and having the same kind of fishing up in the top of the mountains. Now, because of the water temperature, I was in the mountains yesterday. The water temperature was 56 degrees, I think is what I had yesterday. The trout are feeding well on top. They're actually on a lot of the best feeding stations. The lip of the pool, the corner of the pool, the sides of the incoming riffles. They're fish holding in almost every one of these. The first pool I fished yesterday, I had three trout in those three feeding stations, just bam, bam, bam. So the action is good. Now, they are a little spooky because of having been fished over some this year. So use a cautious approach, move into the tails of these pools, try not to false cast over the pool because that fly line flashing back and forth over their head is going to spook them sure as the world. So move into your casting position. Look for rising fish. With the number of flies we've got on the water, there's a good chance you're going to see a fair number of rising fish. And then go one-on-one with these flies I'm just talking about. I've been using 6X now for the last month, and I'm well satisfied with that. But this fishing really should continue for probably more than a month with the water level where we have and the number of fish on the feeding stations. If you have any questions on this, just ring me at the fly shop here at Edinburgh, which is 540-984-4212. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you very much.